Good morning. Skies are partly cloudy across interior New York and New England, and we do have some patchy fog as well. High pressure is in control, so it will be dry throughout the day today, and with a good amount of sunshine, especially this afternoon, and a southerly breeze that'll pick up at times gusting over 20 miles per hour, temperatures will have no problem coming off our morning lows in the 40s and climbing through the 50s and into the middle and upper 60s on average for daytime highs. Partly cloudy skies tonight, and high pressure center will keep it dry as lows drop back to around 50. On Wednesday, we'll track a disturbance through the upper Midwest and Great Lakes quickly racing into our area. A southerly wind out ahead of this system will allow temperatures to reach into the upper 60s to around 70 again with some sunshine. However, that disturbance will trigger scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some of the storms could be on the stronger side with gusty winds and brief heavy downpours. That activity will die out and move through late Wednesday and Wednesday night and leave us with drier and cooler weather on Thursday. With a northwest breeze, highs will be back down into the upper 50s. A new area of high pressure will build in on Thursday and keep us dry through the day on Friday with temperatures staying in the upper 50s for daytime highs. Around the backside of that high, we'll see plenty of sunshine over the upcoming weekend, and high temperatures will push into the upper 60s to around 70 on both Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on rapidly intensifying Hurricane Delta, located about 420 miles east-southeast of Cozumel, Mexico. Delta is moving toward the west-northwest near 15 miles per hour. A faster northwestward motion is expected to begin later today through Wednesday night. On the forecast track, the center of Delta is expected to pass southwest of the Cayman Islands this morning and move over the northeastern portion of the Yucatan Peninsula early Wednesday. Delta is forecast to move over the southern Gulf of Mexico Wednesday afternoon and be over the southern or central Gulf through Thursday. Data from an Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that maximum sustained winds have increased to near 100 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Delta is expected to be a major hurricane over the Yucatan Peninsula tomorrow and over the Gulf of Mexico through Thursday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light rain and fog, 36 degrees with a west wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 20 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 44 degrees, the dew point 44, 100% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.14 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Brawley, California, to a low of 17 at Grand Lake, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City becoming mostly sunny in the lower 70s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 64 degrees, the low 39. The average temperature, 52, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0.1 inch for the month, which is 0.5 inch below normal, and 26.64 inches for the year, which is 3.41 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low, 43. The record high 90 set in 1900, and the record low 24 in 1958 and in 1965. Sunrise this morning, 6:59 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:27 p.m., 11 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, becoming mostly sunny and breezy today with highs around 70. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, becoming mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy today with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, upper 60s to around 70. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler in the upper 50s on Thursday. Sunshine giving way to some clouds on Friday, back into the upper 50s. Mostly sunny and milder Saturday near 70. And a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday and Monday in the mid to upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.